Okay. Good afternoon. Again, we're thankful that God has allowed us to come together to share a word of inspiration and prayer. It's always a blessing to able to come at the end of the week and to just to feast on God's word and to be able to stand on his promises. We're going to continue in the series on Let Love Lead. So this is Let Love Lead Part 2. Last week we started. And this week, I'm going to continue in this particular series entitled Let Love Lead. And just before we do so, I just want to pray over the word for today. Father, we thank you and we honor you. We give you all praise for who you are. We thank you, O God, because you've been kind, you've been merciful, loving, and you allowed us to come together once again, God, to share, O God, and to hear of your word. God, I pray that you will use me, oh God, to share what you have given me and that you would also touch the ears and the hearts of those who will listen, that they will not only listen, but they will also, God, walk in your word. And Father, we thank you. It's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. When it comes to loving God, if we are not loving others, we are not experiencing the life God offers us. And I've come to realize that true love for God will result in a selfless abandonment to service others. We don't just say we love, we live out our love authentically and faithfully. And what we have to understand is that love is the foundation of our Christian life. Love is the foundation. And if you don't have a strong foundation, what happens? Things begin to crumble. I thought about when I had my house that I'm living in now, when it was being built. The first thing they did was they had to pour the foundation. But that foundation, they had to allow that foundation to sit for a couple of days to become strong and solid. You need to let that foundation sit in. So just before the builders would erect the walls, they poured the foundation, and after the foundation was poured, it had to sit for a couple of days to make sure that it was strong. And what we have to understand is that the strength of a house is not in the house itself. You can have pretty color walls, and you can have beautiful kitchen fixtures and wonderful things that are in your house, amazing flooring in your house. But that's not going to protect you from the storms of life. It's not going to protect you from different things in life, but the foundation will. And it's important that we have a strong foundation, and that foundation is love. Some of you may have recalled several years ago, I don't know exactly how many years ago, but as I was preparing this, it was brought back to my remembrance. There was a really bad hurricane by the name of Michael that hit Mexico Beach, Florida. I think it might have been about 3-5 years ago. I'm not exactly sure, but it was a Category 4. And if you do recall, just that area was just demolished. But there was this one house that stood that looked like it had never even been hit. And the reason why that house looked the way that it did is because the owner of the house said that they did certain things to make sure that if a Category 4, Category 3 hurricane came its way, that it will be able to stand. And whatever guidelines it did, it followed the guidelines, and the foundation was strong. And that was one of the main houses that remained on that particular island, and all the other houses, just about all the other houses, were demolished. It's important that we have a strong foundation. It's important that we stay connected to God. It's important that we have the right materials so that when our situations come our way, that love foundation is strong. True love has no motive but to love selflessly. Let me say that again. True love has no motive but to love selflessly. To give everything we have to one another, no matter what they have given first or in return. Love is more than just just a feeling. Love is more than just a three-word phrase. Love is action lived out in obedience. I'm going to say again. Love is action lived out in obedience. And I remember hearing someone once saying, whoever loves much does much. Whoever loves much does much. And I remember just a couple of days ago, I was driving and I saw this homeless lady, and I hadn't seen her in a while, but I saw her the other day. And when I looked at her, can I just say that tears just started coming down my eyes? And the reason why is because I remember the first time I saw her, and here it is a year or a year and a half later, I'm looking at her. And she's not really that recognizable. And so my heart is going out for her. And I'm like, God, what can I do for this woman? So yes, I prayed for her. I gave her a couple of dollars, not a lot, because what I knew was going on, she was struggling with drugs. It was evident. But I wanted to show some compassion. And I told her that I am praying for her. This is love. Love is an action word. It's not about what somebody can do for you, because she couldn't do anything for me. But what could I do for her? I can show her love by letting her know that I'm praying for her, by giving her just a couple of dollars, but letting her know that somebody sees her. And it is important that we see one another. It is important that we love one another. It is important that we let love lead. I could have ignored her. I could have just said, oh, you know, just another person out there strung out on drugs, you know, begging for money just so they can get another fix. But no, I had to allow love to lead. And I let love lead. And not only did I cry, but I also did something. I'm not saying this to show off or anything, but this is what God wants us to do. It may not be in that situation, but what has God instructed you to do? How did God tell you to let love lead? But you didn't, because you didn't think that person was worthy of it. You didn't, because you didn't think that person deserved it. Thank you, God. We want to make sure that we let love lead, because guess what? It could have been any one of us there on that street corner begging for money, but we have to let love lead. And even when someone hurts us, even when someone disappoints us, we have to let love lead. It is imperative that we let love lead. Love does much. And if we're honest, we like it when love is acted out on us. It doesn't matter if your love language is acts of service or a gift or words of affirmation. We all love when someone displays their love for us, don't we? I think about my husband just a couple of days ago, a few days ago. We were getting ready to this weekend. We have an affair to go to, and I was trying to find a fully black black outfit, because I was told that you can only wear black or just white. So I needed to find a black outfit. So my husband went with me, and he found a really nice outfit that he found. And trust me, that was surprising, but he found it. But not only did he find it, he says, nope, I'm going to buy it for you. I was like, well, I'll be. Thank you very much, sweetie. But let love lead. Love is an action word. Love is an action word. Let's look at 1 John 3:11-18. 1 John 3:11-18. And I'm going to read in your hearing from the NIV version. And we're going to continue on with this on next week. But 1 John 3:11-18, and it reads, this is the message you heard from the beginning. We should love one another. Do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own actions were evil and his brother's were righteous. Do not be surprised, my brothers, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love our brothers. Anyone who does not love remains in death. Verse 15, anyone who hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderers have eternal life in him. Verse 16, this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. Aren't we thankful for that. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need, but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Verse 18, dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and truth. So I'm going to end this particular section on today is to make sure that it's not just words, but let our actions and truth show that love is winning, that love is always going to conquer. Let love lead, not just with our words, but let love lead with our actions. How can you let love lead? When you see someone who is in need, show love in whatever way that you can show love. If you see that there is someone who was suffering, show love in any way that you can show love. If you see that someone is going through in life, show love in whatever way that you can show love. Even our dear sister in the here at Pierce Insurance, who has lost her brother, we show love, we show compassion, show love, let love lead. And I just pray that we can allow love to lead no matter what someone looks like, if they're your favorite person or not. But we want to make sure that we let love lead. We're going to continue with this series on next week. I want to dive a little deeper with this particular scripture over here in 1 John, the 3rd chapter. I want to talk about Cain and Abel and dig in a little deeper concerning this text and how we can let love lead. And we can see how Cain and Abel and how that love was not leading. But we want to make sure that we let love lead. This is today's word of inspiration. It is my prayer that it has inspired you. It has encouraged you to build a strong foundation and allow that foundation to help you as you let love lead. And that strong foundation is love. That strong foundation is prayer. When you put it all together, nothing can tear you down. When you allow love and prayer to intertwine together, you have a very strong foundation. This is the word of inspiration on today. Again, we will continue on next week as we go a little deeper with 1 John, the 3rd chapter. But let us go into prayer at this time. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you. We honor you. We give you all praise. We say thank you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you for forgiveness. Thank you for grace and for mercies. Thank you, oh God, for reminding us that we need to let love lead. Father, if any one of us, oh God, are short in this area, God, reveal it to us. Help us to be all that we need to be in you. God, if we're coming short and loving one another, maybe our tempers are too quick. Maybe we're not as tolerant as we need to be. God, help us and show us so that we can be the true witnesses that you want us to be, God. God, you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten son. You let love lead, and we say thank you. Now, God, we want to emulate the love, God, that you are teaching us in your word. We want to emulate the love that you show to us day in and day out. We want to live out, God, the word. We want to live out in love. So, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you will help us, oh God, to live this out. We ask in the name of Jesus, God, that you will help us to walk it out. We ask in the name of Jesus that you will help us, oh God, to show love, oh God, with our actions, oh God, not just saying that we're Christians, but may we show love with our deeds. May we show love, oh God, with our actions and not just our mouth is what I meant, God. May we show love, oh God, not with just words, but may we, oh God, show love with our action and our deeds. May we help those who are in need, oh God. If there's a need, oh God, touch our hearts, oh God. Help us to be sensitive to the need of your people, Father. Help us to forgive those who have despitefully used us. Help us to forgive and to love, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to walk, oh God, the way that you want us to walk. Help us, oh God, to obey your promises, oh God, as we allow love to lead. God, there is so much that we can do better, Father, each and every one of us. None of us dot every I and cross every T. That means that we all have a room for improvement. So, Father, I pray, oh God, that you will help us, oh God, to grow, to grow in love, oh God, to grow in your grace and to be able to allow love to lead us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we thank you, oh God, because of all that you have done. We thank you, oh God, for yet another week where we're able to come together, God. We thank you how everyone has pressed into your presence on today. We thank you for the connections, oh God, that are on the line right now and anyone that may be able to listen to the replay. I pray, oh God, that you will touch their hearts, that you will touch their minds, and that you will continue to bless them. Thank you, oh God, for Pierce Insurance. Thank you for every opportunity, oh God, that you give us, oh God, to be able to share your word. God, we've been doing this for 3 years, and God, it is wonderful in your eyes, and I am thankful, God, that we as a family, oh God, continue to seek you. We continue to trust you, and we are trying our hardest to allow love to lead. Father, continue to be a blessing upon this company and those who are surrounded, who are connected, Father. And we give you praise. God, it's in the strong name of Jesus. And even as we go our separate ways, God, I pray your blessings upon everyone. I pray your anointing upon their lives, oh God. I pray that you will cover them. I plead the blood of Jesus over their lives from the top of their heads to the very bottom of their feet. I pray that you will touch their bodies. I pray that you will touch every organ. I pray that you will touch every vessel. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray your strength is made perfect in their weakness. I pray, oh God, that you will give them the desires of their heart, Father. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you. Until we come together again, we thank you and we honor you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, God.